12,558 vacant private homes, Greg. Holiday homes are actually excluded from those figures. This is from the preliminary results of the census 2016 that are published by the Central Statistics Office.
And what can you read from those figures? I know you're looking for the council to look into this formally, but you've already pointed out that that far exceeds the amount of people that require homes.
It does, Greg, and looking at it nationally, I think there's something in the region of 198,000 vacant properties across the entire country, and with just over 100,000 families on the social housing list across the country as well, it shows that there is more than adequate accommodation in the country to meet the needs of all those people, with plenty more to spare, actually. And this shows that this crisis, so-called social housing crisis that we have, isn't a crisis at all. It's actually a crisis of inaction by the government to ensure that houses are available to people that require them.
We've had government representatives in Donegal welcoming what some would see as almost like piecemeal developments, 15 houses here, 40 there. Do you believe them were going down the wrong road?
I think so. When you look at the amount of vacant properties that are in the country, now obviously of all of that 12,500, not all of them would be suitable to be used. They may be in the wrong locations and in the right areas. But the fact is that we don't have that information now at the moment. But if the government was serious about making inroads into the social housing lists, they would be very proactive in actually going out and identifying those properties, either enticing the owners of the properties to put them into use for people on the social housing list, or compulsory purchases them, or compulsory leasing orders to ensure that they actually were made available and that people who are without homes at the moment could have a satisfactory place to live.
When we assess, or we could assess, the actual number in Donegal and what would be realistic in terms of preparing for use, the council doesn't have the money. It would require central government funding, presumably.
Yeah, well, the entire social housing programme requires central government funding anyway, and the government are saying that they are making money available and that the money is there. We've yet to see the evidence of that on the ground, because we don't see new houses starting to be built. This is a quick solution, and a solution that could happen very quickly to ensure that people get housing, and it doesn't require the expenditure on a massive building program. So we should be using this. There is a crisis. I think everybody accepts that there's a crisis right across the country. We have adequate housing. We need to make sure that it's used.